Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 110, and I'm going to go over my investments that I have. I'm going to talk about the theory around just different investments I look at, what I'm excited about in different industries, some of the investments I'm working on, and just some lessons for you to think about if you're looking to become an investor. This is a good episode for you, but also if you want to kind of learn what I look at for investments, this is a good episode for you as well. So my investments, I have investments, probably about 40 some investments right now. I'm in crypto. I'm in the regular stock market. I'm in tech. I'm in entertainment. I'm in health. I'm in wellness. I'm in all kinds of different industries. We have a tequila seltzer. We have an energy drink. We have one right here I'm drinking. If you're on the video, you can see it's called Sunshine. It's good stuff. I also am a partner in a fund called Cypress Ascendant. We also have SPV, Cypress Legacy. So so many different things in the investment world. And so I'm going to go over some of the things I'm really excited about, different deal structures, but also just how you can get started in the investment world. And I'll kind of start there is how do you get started in investments? We live in a world of equity crowdfunding. You no longer have to be a accredited investor to get started, meaning I can't remember the updated terms. I think you have to be either a million net worth or have made it's $200,000 or $300,000 of income in two or three consecutive years. Don't quote me on that. To be able to be an accredited investor. Well, in this world that we live in with crowdfunding, you can invest $100, $250, $1,000 into a project without having the accreditation. So a non-accredited investor. So that's one way to get started. And I always say start small. You know, there's a great book out there by Jason Calacanis called Angel, which is a book I highly suggest if you're looking to do angel investments or get into the investment world or even consulting for equity. It's a great book to check out. So that book talks about different ways how to get on the cap table, and they actually do different analogies relating to poker. Because you think about poker and big stakes, there's the poker where you can do low stakes, where maybe you're doing $5, $10, $50, and there's the high stakes where you could be doing thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. And the analogy he gives there is you can start small. And same goes to the investment world. You can start by doing $100 investments, $500 investments, $1,000 investments before you get into the $10, $20, $30, $50, $100, $250,000 investments. And so start small and learn. The best way to learn about investing, is by doing it and watching your money go up or down. But also invest in what you know. Invest in what you understand. For me, I like to invest in things that I've experienced in a background in, but also when I do invest, I like to have my partners with me. My main partners for our company, KBAT, is with Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank, but also Brian Harrington, his son. So us three usually will invest together in different deals. One of the investments recently was events.com, which is a great asset. Just go to events.com. And so I like to invest with people that I know who also know the investment. And don't get me wrong. There's been times where I've done investments where I did on my own, Lone Ranger. I remember one time somebody very specifically that I trusted said, hey, here's an opportunity to get on this investment, but I need to know by tonight. And I literally got that message from him. And my other partners did not get the investment in because they thought it wasn't going to be right. But something told me that, hey, I need to get in on this. I sent the wire, signed the docs, didn't think anything of it. And again, I did this because of somebody else's word. Got on the plane. Okay, wire sent. Boom, gone. Well, 6 months later, I look into that, and my investment had 7X'd. 7X'd. And I didn't even realize it. So sometimes things go the way you would want them to go. Sometimes they don't. In that case, I did, and I just kind of trusted my gut. But also, there are certain scenarios for investments that don't invest what you're not willing to lose. I'll give you an example. I have money in the crypto market. I have NFTs. I have different coins. I made an investment here, this is like 3 years ago, where I did a $25,000 investment where I did five different coins at $5,000. And just so you know, when I did that investment, I was prepared to lose everything. I knew that, hey, this is a potential risky market. I had five different coins, and I look at different experts out there. I had been watching different markets, and I had five different coins that I invested in. And so I put in 5,000 to coin one, 5,000 coin two, 5,000 coin three, 5,000 coin four, 5,000 coin five. I made the investment. So in the short term, it went up. I watched it. It went down. And then now, over 3 years, to be really honest, my investment dropped tremendously. Of all the five investments, all of them are under $1,000 now. So I put 25 in. Now I have less than $5,000 from those investments. Now, some people say that was a horrible investment. It didn't work out. Well, I am a long game person, and I don't need access to that money. So I'm riding it. I'm letting it ride. Now, I do believe in the crypto market. When I did this, it was a little bit of a gamble. I said, okay, if I put 5,000 into five different coins, that's 25 grand. I just need one coin to make a 10x return or more to make it worth the investment. And so that is the play I'm playing. And now with the crypto market going up, I have confidence in where it'll go. And I'm very confident that my $25,000 investment allocated five different coins will be worth the investment. And I look at long term, let's say it does 10x one of them, that becomes 50 grand. I turn 25,000 into 50 grand, double the investment over a few years. That's worth my time, my money and energy versus put in a bank account. And so that's how I look at things. Sometimes I look at, okay, I'm willing to lose it all. I put it away. This could be a big win. Now, there's other cases where it's more calculated. It's not just the money, it's the power behind it, strategic money. And so there's times where I'll put money into things, but I know that I have strategic partners with me on it. So I have more faith in that investment because I know the team will help pull it off. Again, I'm just bringing you into my mind right now and how I think of different things. Every deal is different. But then there's also investments where it's just my time, money, or not money, time and energy, where it's considered consulting for equity or trading your brand for equity in a company. So I sit on the board of many companies. I have contacts, I have resources, I have a platform, and that brings value to a company. And so instead of me giving money, I provide the value in different ways, which in return gives me stock in the company, which means I don't have to actually invest my own money, but what I do brings investment to the table. So that's a term, consulting for equity, trading your brand for equity, your knowledge for equity. Jason Calacanis talks about this in his book, Angel, as well. And so that's something I actually now teach at our Ignite and Elevate workshops. One of the things I love their day, somebody sent me a video and he had been to one of my workshops in West Palm Beach back in August. And he said, Brandon, I just want to send you a video. I started making money in my own way with the agency, but also I did my first consulting for equity deal there today. And he thanked me. And it was so cool to see because I love when I can take what I've learned and transmit it to other people where they can go and get their first consulting for equity deal. And so that is something I teach and we do that at our workshops. So these are different ways to look at investments. And I also look at the money that I invest in things or the energy I put into things. I look at where the future is going, but I also look at, is it something that's going to make the world a better place? If I had a great opportunity to make a lot of money to invest in a cigarette company, that I wouldn't do it because I don't believe in that because cigarettes are not good for people's health. Now, I'll look at, give an example, total opposite. Our investment in The Drip Bar, which is a franchise business, we have over 100 locations around the country. This IV therapy, we also have red light therapy. We have B vitamin shots. We have NAD, which I've been getting recently. Actually, as I'm recording this, I, an hour or 2 hours ago, was at the local drip bar here in Nashville and got a power pack. It's my go-to. Got a drip and also got an NAD shot. And so it helps me work out, get better workouts, helps me feel better, helps me with traveling. We are providing value to people, making their health better, helping them live longer and healthier lives. And so I believe in that investment because it's helping people. It's a franchise business, but I also love the fact is that franchise business, we get paid a fee up front, but also we get a percentage of sales on a monthly basis. It's recurring revenue, which is one side I look at for investments. I love recurring revenue. When you can acquire a customer once and they pay you for months and years to come. So that is one of my favorite investments right now, the Drip Bar. Shout out to the Drip Bar. I love everything they're doing. Now, another one which is unique is more of a licensing side. So we own, Kevin Harrington, myself, and a group of people own the licensing to products for Wicked Tuna. So you look at the show Wicked Tuna, which is a very known show, one of the top shows out there where there's fishermen fishing tuna. We met Paul Hebert a few years back, who is now our partner in this, and he shared all the different products that could be selling with the brand Wicked Tuna, which is a very known show, a great show, by the way, 13 seasons in. It took us many months of negotiation, but we got the licensing for Wicked Tuna to be able to promote and sell products like tuna, tuna steaks, clam chowder, and even merch, all that with the branding of Wicked Tuna. It's such a known brand that people want to buy the products. We actually have displays in Walmart or Sam's Club right now with Wicked Tuna. And picture of all the captains and everything else. So that's one of the exciting long game investment collaborations I have right now, a licensing deal that is really exciting because that could be a potential $1 billion opportunity right there. So that's a cool one going on right now. Some other ones, we have some public companies. Recently, a company called Vicodia just went public on the Chicago Exchange, the Cosibo. That just went out. I was actually there to ring the bell here a few months back, which is a lot of fun. We have a company called Specificity, SPTY, which is public. So all kinds of things, public, private. And then the last one I'll mention, maybe the last one, the last one I'll mention is the fund, which I've always wanted to be a part of a fund. We have an investment fund called Cypress Ascendant. We are a consumer product fund and we invest in consumer products. So think about this. We are going out and raising money, and we have five companies within the fund. So people can get in and invest in this opportunity. We go out, talk about the opportunity. They can put money in, let's say $250,000, $500,000, $1 million into our fund. And we as a group coordinate to help take that investment of those individuals and turn it into more than what they invested. And so we have multiple companies within the fund, assets within the fund. One of them, my favorite, I mentioned before, is Sunshine, an energy drink. I'm going to take an air drink. And so think of this. When you collaborate multiple assets and people invest in the fund, they get a return, but there's upside. And we, as managing the fund, there's upside for us as well. So we're taking a cohesive group of people's money together and working towards the goal of having a big upside. So maybe one of the assets within the company does not work out, but then another one does, which I have high hopes and a lot of faith in Sunshine because it's an energy drink that I like. I believe in the products. And so think of that. If you have five assets in the fund and maybe three assets don't work, but two have a huge return, it makes up for the three that did not work, which means everyone, a part of it, will get a return on investment. And so that's one of the exciting things we have called Cypress Ascendant, the fund that we are working on now. And so these are all the different ways of looking at investments. Now, when I'm looking to invest in a business, this is what I look for. I look at the person, the CEO, the founder. I look at, can this person pull this off? Do they have good character? And when times get tough, are they going to figure it out? I look at the market opportunity. Does this product or service solve a problem, and is there a huge opportunity with it? I also look at, is there continuity? Is there recurring revenue? We have multiple companies that have recurring revenue, something where we can acquire a customer once, and how can, once we acquire them, they can continue to pay us over time. That's why I love consumer products as well. And so is there continuity? What is the upside? I love technology. These are all the different things I look for in entrepreneur. But one thing you should understand, you look at Shark Tank. One of the things that you know, listen to me, I'm looking to be a shark on Shark Tank within a couple of years. That's one of the goals of mine. For anybody out there that knows Mark Burnett, tell him that Brennan C. Adams should be a shark on Shark Tank. But with that said, you watch Shark Tank. You see all the different things they do. When the inventor, the founder is pitching the sharks, the one thing they should know is they should understand their numbers, their valuation. They should understand if somebody's going to, shark's going to give them money, what are they going to do with that money and how are they going to get that money back to that shark? A shark wants to know, how can I get a return on this money and give me faith that I'm going to get a return and a big upside? So that's one thing. you should understand as a founder, what is your cost per acquisition to acquire a customer? What are you spending in marketing? How is it getting a return? You should understand that. But also, you should know your numbers very well. What are your margins? What is your upside? But what's the big growth opportunity? What's your strategy in marketing and strategic moves where you're going to grow that company to new heights? You're going to take it from 1 million to 10 million, 10 million to 100 million and beyond. What's the liquidation event? You're going to sell the company? You're going to go public? What does that look like? A licensing deal? These are all things most people don't think about when they're pitching somebody. So me as an investor wants to know, what's in it for me? If I'm going to give you money, where's my money going to go? What's the upside? How's it going to make an impact? And how can I make more money from that investment versus having it sit in a bank account? So these are all things I went over. It's kind of word vomited today. But this is Investment 101 in Brandon C. Adams' world. And I hope you got value out of this. Feel free to reach out to me on social media at Brandon C. Adams. Feel free to check out all the companies that we have. By the way, don't invest anything you're not willing to lose. I always make that disclaimer because you never know what could happen in certain scenarios. But I appreciate you all. And until next time, we'll see you later.